I'm Christina.
And this is Erin.
And you're listening to
Something to Wag About.
Welcome to this episode of Small Bites, where Christina and I are talking about normal versus abnormal behavior in puppies. And this episode, we are talking about a common puppy behavior, which is jumping up, particularly on people, and when that might be normal and when we might be wanting to help our puppy a little bit through some big feelings.
If we have a friendly puppy, it is normal for them to jump on people. There's normal times and there's abnormal jumpings. Sometimes frantic jumping up is a sign of anxiety and the puppy doesn't feel safe. And that's important for us to kind of try to figure out the difference. And if you're not sure, this is a hard one for people. So please ask for some help.
Yeah, it is one that if you aren't sure, do ask for help. Because when I am looking at a dog as to whether or not jumping up is a stress response and they're a little unsure or normal sociability, I'm really looking at the whole picture. We look at the behavior of the dog kind of around people, in the world, what they're doing. And it can be really hard to tell if you are literally just looking at that dog approaching the person and jumping. There's a lot more to dig into as to whether or not. Some dogs are more obvious. They get ridiculously frantic and they just don't know how to be calm greeting a person. And even if that's coming from a place of excitability, it's still a bit inappropriate, right? They're getting super frantic and that can lead to anxiety and eventually frustration. So we would still want to help in that case. But sometimes dogs and puppies do approach and jump up, even if they're scared. Mm-hmm. It can be a common misconception that when dogs approach, they're friendly. And that's definitely not always the case. I have a dog that she's getting better. she's becoming more social, but she will approach people even if she's not 100% certain about mm-hmm. them. And to a lot of people, it looks like she's being social and friendly, and that's just not the case. So this is one that, yeah, if you're not sure, it is best to ask for help sooner rather than later, just so we can get an idea.
And this often comes up when we allow strangers to feed shyer puppies cookies to try to convince them to come say hi. So try not to do that, please. If you have a really comfortable, social, confident puppy, you can give people's cookies, sure, and ask them to ask your puppy to sit and just lots of that. But try not to use food to lure your puppy towards something that they're afraid of, especially people, because they're going in with their pointy end, their teethy end too. But one of the big clues that this is a stress response rather than just happy, overexcited, normal puppy stuff is when somebody tries to pet your puppy and they jump on you. So yeah. If your puppy goes and jumps on a person or a dog that they are familiar with, when a stranger or when something happens in the environment, that can very, very often be a fear response. We don't want to tell the puppy not to jump in that situation. We actually want to thank them for letting us know that they're uncomfortable in a way that's not barking or bolting or doing all the other things that puppies can do to let us know they're stressed.
Yeah, that's a really good point. They might not always jump on you. Sometimes they just kind of run the other way. it is a big clue as to if somebody tries to pat your puppy, what do they do? If they try and get out of there, and yeah, that could look like jumping on you instead of the person. Yeah, it's a good sign that your puppy's not actually super comfortable about that person.
Another time we see it is when you go to leash up your puppy to take them for a walk. Sometimes that will become, it'll look like your dog or puppy is so excited to go for a walk, but they're actually afraid. And they might be afraid of the hardware you're putting on your puppy. They might be afraid of going out the door. They might be afraid that the leash is too short and they can't move. They might be afraid of lots of different things. So if your puppy is super overexcited to go out the door and jumping and can't be redirected with food or a toy, that's a big time to ask for help too. I think that's probably all we want to talk about in small bites, because as usual, we could talk about this for a long, long time. Anything else you want to add, Erin?
Nope, that's it.
All right, catch you next time.